it, you know, kind of started with some social media stuff. I saw it, you know, posted on Twitter and Facebook from different people that I follow across the country, and started to see it kind of get into Illinois. A few of the schools up north did this past Friday night, you know, Friday Night Lights, or Be the Light, I think was the hashtag that I've been seeing, just to kind of show support and show recognition and remembrance, if you will, to say, hey, we're out there, we're still thinking of you, and by turning on the lights at the football fields, at the stadiums across the state and across the country to just show that symbol. I mean, you know, small town America sports. I mean, you drive into town and you see those lights lit up on a Friday night, or, you know, a Tuesday night baseball or softball game, whenever that might be. And, you know, that's kind of a beacon of hope for our kids and something to identify with our communities. And so, you know, I started hearing about it a little bit. John Marks wrote a nice article that appeared in Monday morning's paper, but actually Corey Cuffler at WQAD reached out and sent a group text to a bunch of area ADs and principals. A lot of the numbers, I didn't know who they were, but he sent a big group text out and said, hey, have you guys heard about this? Are you interested? And that was last Friday evening. You know, too late, obviously, at that point in time to put anything together, but by the time the responses filtered through with that group text, there were a number of area schools that were like, yeah, we're in, let's do it. And Rock Ridge included. I texted Scott Daly, our athletic director, and we had a brief conversation about it over some text messages and said, yeah, that'd be a cool thing. And so basically the thing is, you know, with the, think of 2020 in military time, 2020 is 8:20 PM. So that's kind of the March time, and saying, turn the lights on for 20 minutes. So, that's what we're going to do this Friday night from 8 o'clock to 8:20 PM and light things up and, you know, just try to, you know, try to show some hope and some light in these uncertain times.
And then the staff will be involved, right? They have the opportunity to park near the football stadium, and then people can drive by and show their support. Is that how it
yeah,
works?
You know, yeah, I thought about it, you know, from our perspective at Rock Ridge and just the layout of our facility, obviously with the football field right there along the highway, you know, on 192 and 134th Avenue as you go through Edgington, and you know, nothing beats a Friday when, you know, a lot of times my perspective is from sitting up in the press box and seeing cars go by, or seeing farmers out in the field on a Friday night while a game's going on, and seeing that traffic approaching from the west as you're looking out there. And so I thought it'd just be kind of a cool thing to involve our staff and encourage them to come and park along in the parking lot there on the north end and point their cars out toward the highway. And as people, you know, go by and honk, that the staff can be there and wave and have that connection as well, you know, safely from their cars, of course, obviously all the social distancing stuff, but just to add that little piece to it for us specifically at Rock Ridge.